Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, a new report published today by RNIB says that nearly half of people with sight loss in England are not being assessed for vision rehabilitation support by the local authorities. The new RNIB report, See, Plan and Provide, comes after the charity surveyed 150 local authorities about their vision rehabilitation services for people with sight loss. Under the CARE Act 2015, local authorities have a duty to meet the needs of blind and partially sighted people and have to provide a structured programme of preventative support for each local resident to a sight loss. But this report says it's not happening. And here to discuss it further is Tara Chataway, Policy and Campaigns Officer in Social Care at RNIB. Tara, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the first place. Can I ask you, what were the main findings of the report overall?
So our main findings of the report have shown that blind and partially sighted people in many areas are not getting access to vision rehabilitation support because they are not being either assessed properly or they're just not getting through to that assessment stage. So what we're really concerned about is that in some areas across England that some blind and partially sighted people are being left to struggle on their own.
And it's so important, isn't it, vision rehabilitation, to actually get people really, you know, used to whatever their particular condition is.
Yeah, absolutely. So vision rehabilitation, as you said in your introduction, is really important because it helps people to build their confidence and the skills that they need to live independently. So it could be about learning the right skills to be independent at home, to cook safely, to make sure that their home is free of trips and falls and hazards, so it helps to reduce falls. And also it helps people with the confidence to be able to go outside, to get to their shops, the doctors, their friend's house, to work, to use a bus, and how to use a white cane. So it covers so many different areas. So it's really, really important that people receive this support as early on as possible and that that support is tailored to their needs.
So as you say then, the support is needed, but according to this report, it is not happening in enough places. Can I ask you, Tara, were you surprised by the findings of this report?
Unfortunately not that surprised. We know that this is an important issue, which is why we carried out this piece of research and have produced this report, because we do hear from blind and partially sighted people that they are not receiving the support that they need. I'm really encouraged by the number of local authorities that are delivering good practice, so we think that it is achievable, but just that other local authorities just need to follow their lead.
So what then, can I ask you, would RNIB want to see being done about this situation? You say some local councils, local authorities are providing the services, and others maybe not making enough effort?
So what we're calling for is exactly what our report's called. Our report is called See, Plan and Provide. And what we're asking for every local authority to do is to ensure that everybody with a vision impairment receives a specialist face-to-face assessment. And that means that people are being asked the right questions about what support is right for them. And we think that everybody must have a plan in place. So this means that everybody at the end of their assessment will know what support they're going to receive. Are they going to receive rehabilitation support, or are they going to be referred on to a local charity? What is it that they're going to receive, so people understand that, and that should happen within 28 days of the person being in contact with the local authority. And then we're asking local authorities to provide that support, anything that they've agreed vision rehabilitation, that they provide that, and that starts within 12 weeks. So in our report for local authorities, we have a really handy checklist for them to look through, so some questions for them to ask themselves about the service that they're providing, so they can check to see whether or not they're meeting the See, Plan and Provide.
Okay, so that's what you would like to see being done about the situation. Can I ask you, Tara, is it, do you think, a simple case of not enough money for local councils up and down England to actually do this? Or do you think blind and partially sighted people are not being prioritised?
I think that we fully appreciate that local authorities are under an enormous financial pressure at the moment, but we do believe that if the local authorities take the time to have a look and review their services to make sure that they are providing that right support at the right time, then actually it can help them to save money down the line, because it means that they're reducing the need for somebody to receive more expensive social care support. So we think that the local authorities need to really prioritise vision rehabilitation and really look at their services and how they can organise their services in their local areas to make sure that everybody has a chance to access vision rehabilitation if they need it.
Now, Alan Ibe has also produced the guide 10 Principles of Good Practice in Vision Rehabilitation, which stresses the importance of timely contact with people with sight loss. Again, that's a point worth stressing, isn't it, about timely contact?
Yes, so this is why we've got this 28 days. So you're absolutely right. We've produced these 10 principles that set out in a little bit more detail about what good rehab may look like. And see, plan and provide is echoed in those 10 principles. So we're not asking for local authorities to do two different things. And one of those things is within this 28 days, we think that local authorities need to make sure that as soon as they're in contact with somebody with a vision impairment, that person is receiving an assessment and that they know what support they're going to receive within 28 days, because we don't think it's fair for people to be waiting long periods of time just to have an assessment.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens now then, Tara, as we move into the future?
Okay, so there's a number of things that RNIB are doing, and there's a number of things that we would like listeners of this programme to do. So RNIB have produced a really simple action for people to take. It's online. It'll take about 5 minutes, and it involves emailing your local councillor to highlight to them the importance of vision rehabilitation, to share with them our C plan and provide, and to ask them whether or not their local rehab service meets C plan and provide. And we have a template letter, it's all ready to go, so you literally go onto our webpage and you put in your postcode and then you can send the letter. And then RNIB is also working with a number of campaigners across England to work with local authorities that we're particularly concerned about, so we can find out a little bit more about their service and why it is they might not be meeting C Plan and Provide, and to share best practice with them and to encourage them to adopt C Plan and Provide.
And if anyone would like to read the report itself in detail, how best can they do so?
Okay, so to read the report in detail or to take part in our action, you can visit our website. So it's www.rnib.org.uk/seeandplan, or you can always contact our campaigns hotline on 020 7391 2123, or email campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
Tara Chataway, Policy and Campaigns Officer in Social Care with RNIB, thank you very much for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.